2017, yes, that's the year. And the place is Vienna. And we are at the World Credit Union Conference. And we are with Corinne Collins. How are you, Corinne?
I'm great. Really enjoying my time. Thank you.
Good, good. And you are with the Canadian Credit Union Association. We were just talking before the recording. I have talked to so many Canadians. You guys are here in force. Congratulations on that.
Yes, we hunt in packs, I guess.
That's a good thing. So you are talking about the DNA of a top performing credit union director.
People apology. Serve on the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the DNA of a top credit union director?
Well, we didn't know. So what we wanted to
do. It's an experiment.
It was a research project.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're really trying to get our arms around who are these people that choose to serve on credit union boards, and why would they choose a credit union board versus maybe another one, particularly maybe one where they could be paid or paid more.
That's a big issue.
Trying to get a sense of who are these kind of people and what motivates them to be on the boards and what makes them top performing.
And we want like top performing folks on these boards because then the credit union benefits as well. So how do we find, that's one of my questions here, how do we find these types of folks out there?
Well, I think we have a good sense of what competencies are required to sit on a board. The regulators in Canada actually are quite explicit on some advice and some guidance on the competencies and experience we need. So that's kind of stuff that's easy to measure. We were looking a little bit deeper on what kind of values and attributes do these directors have. And we actually did a deep normative assessment research project on what really are their gene, what makes them who they are, and how is that different than directors elsewhere in other industries and other locations.
What are some of the biggest challenges in attracting directors to credit unions? Is it just like the lack of exposure perhaps for a credit union, or I'm just kind of pulling things out of the air? What, from your neck of the woods, what's a challenge?
I think it, probably awareness. Awareness, particularly with new members, that they've got the ability to serve on the board, and it's actually a great responsibility, but a great honor to sit on those boards. So I would say there needs to probably be a bit more of a communication campaign to the member base to solicit good members to become board members.
Yeah, because I was at a CUES Directors Conference a few years ago, and I was talking to one of the board members there, and they said, gosh, we're having such a hard time getting quality people in here. We're doing all this stuff and it's just not working. And so I'm like, well, that's a big issue.
That's why I asked the question. Nothing wrong with tapping. I mean, I think we're all looking for the best kind of talent. So if we don't have these great people on our boards, we certainly don't want our competitors to get them.
You're right.
So, you know, you need to do succession planning, and you need to kind of look, have an outreach campaign, and make sure you're getting the right kind of people.
Here's an obvious question. Why is it so important from your perspective?
Well, we've talked a lot at this conference about how this industry's changing, how fintech's changing things, how things are so digital, how regulation and the burdens. And so we just really need people who are continuous learners, who look out for these kind of trends and futures, and figure out how we run our credit union based on what we're in now and what's coming ahead.
Mm-hmm. Are these good problems to have? Because keeping up with digital, I might be going off on a tangent here, but I'm just like, when you're talking about that, I'm like, gosh, is this kind of a good problem to have? Because the technology's out there and all this stuff is, I mean, credit unions are really flourishing right now, even in Canada. You guys are having a good last five years, a good run there. So it sounds like, you know, we're in a good place, but we just need to keep attracting the right people.
We do, and I think we're the size where we can be nimble enough to take advantage of what's coming, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe we talked a little bit this morning about maybe looking at the risk side of it and how it makes us scared. Why don't we look at it as an opportunity area and being excited? Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of great innovations in the credit union system, like remote deposit capture, the first ATMs. Mm-hmm. So if we keep going and we keep being first to market, it just enhances our value proposition.
That's good for you. All right. Any final advice for credit unions out there, just to kind of wrap up?
I think to continue to look at the best kind of people to be on their board. Yeah. And I would suggest to credit unions and our regulators that it's not just competencies and experience. It's the kind of people we want. So we want people who are emotionally intelligent, that respect good dialogue around the boardroom table. That's really important. Mm-hmm. So it is a unique kind of individual that we're looking for.
And you want diversity as well, right?
Very much so.
Big time.
Diversity is key. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Corinne. Yeah. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, you guys are doing some great work. Canada, you guys are doing some great work up there as well.
So some amazing credit unions, and our leaders are fantastic.
Yep. All right. Great message to end on. Corinne, thank you so much. Well done.